A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect anyone else, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen one, who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on the earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel seems to be in direct contradiction to other statements of Jesus in the gospel that we're not to just simply repeat words in prayer. But in reality, he's talking about something much different today. He's talking about a deep, deep abiding faith that enables us to constantly go to God in prayer, knowing that he will care for us. That prayer is not trying to change the mind of God to do what I want. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. What does he want me to do in this situation? But the most troubling sentence in this gospel today is that final sentence: "When he comes, will he find any faith on the earth?" We are living at a strange, unsettling moment. We are witnessing the most basic reversal of religious behavioral attitudes in all of human history. Whole families that one generation ago were very much participatory in the life of the church are completely and totally absent from it today. Your children, they're not here, and yet you raise them very effectively in the faith. Are we experiencing a profound loss of faith? I can only tell you that when I talk to your children, that is not what I encounter. First of all, I find people who are highly, highly moral, incredibly moral, but they are people who care about others, and yet this doesn't connect. I think rather than a loss of faith, there is simply an abundance of a deep disconnect with the institution of the church. When you talk to them about our theology of human sexuality, the church is here and they are here. On issues from birth control to the gay question, etc., what we say to them doesn't resonate. This ritual doesn't speak to them. If it did, they would be here every week. It speaks to me, it speaks profoundly and deeply to me, but it doesn't speak to them. And I don't know what the answer is. All I know is that as I reflect upon it, I'm pulled deeper and deeper into this parable today, that like the woman before the judge, I constantly keep going back to God, asking him to show us the way. Amen.